Rigo will add the chainmail to cover his lower face again.
It takes more than a bully to make a warlord. You have to be fearless like me. Why could you not have slain that bird on the eve of the storm, eh?
Both brothers had been reminded of the incidents many times by their father. Pitru did not like being criticised. Turning on one paw, he prowled off, leaving his father with a parting shot.
You tried, and look at the mess it made of you.
Springing up in a fury, the wildcat chieftain seized his single-bladed axe.
You insolent whelp! Well!
A cry rang out from the lakeshore, distracting Rigu.
Master! We have taken two prisoners!
Bound together by ropes, the two otter slaves, Wulki and Shab, were thrust up onto the pier. Surrounding them were cat guards with wheelmark scort and a tunra at their head. Still hefting the axe in one paw, Rigu wiped froth from his slobbering lower lip. He composed himself swiftly and sat down. The prisoners were forced to lay face down in front of the wildcat as he stared regally at them.
Why do you bring them before me? What have they done?
The pine marten, Atunra, bowed.
Master, they were caught outside of the settlement before dawn. Both have been missing all night.
Wheelmark Scort pointed with his whip butt at the otters. A large bandage covered Scort's jaw, where the missile from Letho had broken it. He was in pain and had to speak from between clenched teeth.
This younger one I caught stealing recently. He's already served a night and a day beneath the pier lord. I've had my eye on these two. They're always whispering together.
He poured at the painful swelling on the side of his face before continuing.
Last night, I could not sleep, so I did a secret visit to the slave compound. They were both missing.
Scott winced in agony while Rigu gestured for Atunra to continue.
After Wheelmark Scott roused me, we took a patrol of cat guards and two trackers. We picked up their trail to the riverbank, but there it ended. So we hid and waited, knowing they would return the same way. Sure enough, an hour before dawn, we caught them both skulking back.
Intrigued, Rigu leaned forward.
And where had they been?
Scott was not to be outdone, if any credit was to be given. He took up the narrative again, despite his aching jaw.
I sent the trekkers down river, lord. They found lots of paw prints and the ashes of a fire inside the circle of tall stones. They was attending some sort of otter outlaw meeting, sire. I'd swear an oath on it.
The face mask swayed in and out as the wildcat chieftain beckoned the guards to stand the captives up. He peered at their bruised and battered heads.
I see. And they've refused to talk, eh?
Scott uncoiled his whip.
Leave them to me, sire. They'll soon talk when their ribs shout through their hides.
Rigu glimpsed the looks of stubborn defiance the otters gave each other.
No, they won't. Put away that lash. I have a better idea. Tell me, do they have families?
Atunra answered smartly.
Master, the younger one has a wife and three offspring. The older one has only a wife.
Rigu looked at the two otters inquiringly.
Why do you not think of your families and talk to me?
Wulki and Shab remained tight-lipped. The wildcat shrugged.
Bravery in a warrior is an admirable quality, but bravery in a slave with loved ones to care for is just plain stupidity. So, do you wish to speak to me now, or go to your deaths in silence?
Wulki and Shab were trembling all over, but they stared straight ahead without saying a single word. The wildcat leaned back in his chair, tapping his claws on the arm.
So be it. Tie them both underneath this pier until tomorrow morning. If they haven't spoken by then, we'll take them to Deeplock and introduce them to Slothanog.
He rose dismissively and wandered casually indoors. Stopping in the fortress doorway, Rigu Felis called back over his shoulder, almost as an afterthought.
Oh, and let their families join them beneath the pier. They can accompany them to Deeplock. That might help to loosen their tongues before tomorrow.
Atunra and the cat guards marched the otters off. Wulki and Shab were in deep shock at the horror they and their families would have to face.